Good morning. Happy first day of summer and happy Father's Day from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes. Let's take a look at your news for this hour. A warm welcome and heartfelt gratitude greeted local veterans Dan Little and Bob Haldane as they returned home after participating in Honor Flight Mission 26, an unforgettable journey recognizing their service and their sacrifice to the nation. The Honor Flight offered both men the chance to visit memorials dedicated to their service in Washington, D.C. Surrounded by fellow veterans and volunteers and accompanied by their sons, the experience was about more than historic landmarks. It was an opportunity to share stories, remember fallen comrades, and recognize a lifetime of service, as well as receive a warm welcome home that many veterans never experienced upon returning from duty. Family members, friends, and community supporters gathered to celebrate their return. American flags waved overhead and supporters lined up to welcome the veterans, creating an emotional moment that underscored the lasting bond between those who served and the communities that they protected. For Little and Haldane, Honor Flight Mission 26 represented a meaningful chapter in lives defined by commitment and sacrifice. Their return serves as a reminder that honoring veterans is not confined to holidays or ceremonies. It is expressed through simple acts of recognition, shared memories, and a willingness to welcome home for service that often came at a great personal cost. Honor Flight 26 may have lasted only a couple days, but for Little and Haldane and the people who welcomed them home, its impact will be remembered for years to come. A Bay County man's been ordered to pay a $575 fine after being found guilty of interfering with a public safety drone operation. 55-year-old Ray Rocha of Bay City also received a one-day jail sentence, which was credited as time already served. The case rose from a November 2024 incident during a Bay County Sheriff's Office search for criminal suspects using an unmanned aircraft. Prosecutors said Rocha flew his own drone in the area while live-streaming the activity, disrupting the law enforcement operation. A jury convicted Rocha of the misdemeanor charge in May. Following the verdict, his attorney argued the actions were protected by First and 14th Amendments and contended the decision could have been had broader implications for civilian drone operators. And Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is welcoming a court decision that leaves intact major state investments aimed at improving school safety and student mental health. The Michigan Supreme Court declined to overturn an earlier ruling that upheld funding approved by the Whitmer administration. The governor says the decision preserves record-level support for initiatives, including additional mental health professionals, school resource officers, enhanced security measures, crisis planning, and increased transparency for parents. Whitmer called the ruling an important step toward keeping students and educators safe while providing certainty for schools and communities across the state. And we'll be back right after this.
Life is a highway, and you can ride it in a 1990 Chevy Corvette, brought to you by the Thumb Broadcasting Summer Car Giveaway. It's got a bright red exterior and a gray leather interior. Under the hood is a Chevy 350 small block engine with 245 horsepower and a 4-speed automatic transmission. With its tinted glass removable roof, you can feel the breeze in your hair anywhere. With its digital dashboard and premium Delco Bose sound system, you can add some great tunes to that breezy ambience by tuning into WHST and WLE in your new ride. All you gotta do to enter is be 18 years or older to register and shop local. No purchase necessary. All of this is made possible by our family here at WHST and WLEW, as well as our sponsors and great listeners like you.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. Vice President J.D. Vance has officially touched down in Switzerland to lead a high-stakes American delegation in urgent face-to-face negotiations with Iranian officials. The Vice President departed Joint Base Andrews late Saturday for the Bergenstock Resort, where he's trying to salvage a fragile newly signed Memorandum of Understanding meant to de-escalate the broader conflict. Before boarding his plane, Vance expressed confidence that the framework could hold, though he noted that the ongoing regional fighting has complicated the diplomatic timeline. The administration is facing immense pressure to secure longtime maritime safety and stabilize global energy markets. An Iranian president, Masoud Pezeshkian, has issued a firm public statement ahead of the Swiss peace talks, reiterating that while Tehran is willing to provide written guarantees that is not seeking nuclear weapons, it will never compromise on its core atomic rights. Pezeshkian emphasized that the right to enrich uranium for peaceful purposes is non-negotiable. The declaration sets up a tense diplomatic showdown with Western negotiators who view verifiable limits on Iran's enrichment capabilities as fundamental prerequisite for any permanent sanction relief or long-term peace treaty. And that's been a look at your news for that hour. We'll be back right after this.
If you're an older veteran, do you have a blueprint for your future? Where would you want to live? What kind of help might you need? How much would it cost? My Options helps people like veterans learn about long-term services and supports. Make a plan before a crisis. Learn how to speak with an options counselor at michigan.gov/mdhhs-mioptions. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Servatz.